away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kersenek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supply for aging men. It's not been it, he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it ass to stay. She sighed like with the wonder kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like with the wonder kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
Driving Saturday, indeed. It is a crash course for the Rivers Show. I'm Brian Young, bringing you the best rock in town from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And today I have a special guest. Peter Jam is going to be walking through that door any minute now. It's on his way up. So stick around. I'm going to interview Peter. He's a very interesting man. He's got many talents and ambitions and things he goes for, and you just got to meet him if you've never met him before. And if you've met him before, call in. Say hi. 855-915-9636. Hey, there's a big concert going down in Norwood tonight at the Magic Room. It's a rock and roll holiday party. Starring Diablo Gato, Shanghai Lowe's, Muck in the Myers, and Little Billy Lost. I know I'm going to be there. I might even introduce someone. I don't know. Dez asked if I could. We'll see what Smitty thinks. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
Hit me. But as long as there's a kid in the garage with a guitar, everyone can kiss my ass, cause we ain't going anywhere. You gotta pay your dues, you gotta pay to play. You can't be afraid to leave blood on the stage. When they ask why I don't go away, well, I just smile and say, I was made in the USA.
There's no need to be alarmed. It's just me.
Yeah. Shanghai Lows, they're playing with the Thigh Scrapers and Tiger Bomb in Maine coming up January 14th. And they're also playing tonight at the Magic Room down in Norwood along with Little Billy Lost and Muck and the Myers and Diablo Gato. Awesome. Set right there. Four sets, awesome bands. Go down there, check it out. I'm going to go check it out. Who knows what will happen. It's crazy. We'll be right back with Peter Jam.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Two, how do you do? It's Peter Jam with me here on the Crash Course for the Ravers. My seat fell down just as soon as he started talking. And I wanted to get my music bed on. So how you doing, Peter?
Great to be back here.
I guess before I get that started, Peter Jam, Jambazian, is a Lebanese-Armenian independent artist, global rights activist, singer, music composer, professional dog behaviorist, creative thinker, motivational speaker, and inspirational world traveler for peace and justice, born in the midst of the Lebanese Civil War in Beirut, lives in the historic Center City, Philadelphia.
Is that right?
And that's where you do your work now, huh?
Yes.
Let me find a music bed. Do, 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 do. You can sing along, Peter.
Background.
You got those sleigh bells ringing in, fling, fling, ling, a ling, ling. Giddy up, giddy up. Have a hard time talking without it.
Somebody came in.
I'm just so used to it.
Yeah.
91.5 MFO. And I lost my CD, so I'm playing it off the computer, and that kind of stinks. Because I like to have it just go on, keep going, and then it comes up at different parts of it, you know?
Yeah,
instead of the beginning every time. So how you doing, Peter?
Great, great.
How many times have you been on the show?
At least three.
Three at least.
But it's been years now since the last time.
I remember one time it snowed.
Yes.
You were out playing guitar in the snow.
Yes, and we did a video. We
pretty
posted,
picture.
Yeah. Posted on Facebook. I was playing my peace song on the peace, on the piece of the snow.
Yes.
The breezy.
So, we're going to play some more music by Peter when he's here. He shares his music abilities with us, but he has plenty and he's up to plenty of stuff. I just named them off. If you got questions for Peter, 855-915-9636. What's this? This is new stuff you got here, Peter?
Yeah, we got the new album, and it's the very first time we're going on public because I just got them yesterday, the brand new album. And I wasn't thinking that I'm going to do an actual physical CD, because, recently it's all like everything is virtual.
I still like CDs.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought me this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Me too. Like, people like to touch stuff and read and, like
have
that's something,
something
different.
Yeah.
Especially like when it comes to any product that, you're putting your heart into it also. So yeah, it's just like the brand new album that I'm calling today for the pre-release, not the release. And the release will be very soon. But I'm glad that we have it in our hands right now. And we're going to play a couple of
songs. So this is the first time hearing it anywhere, on the air.
Yes.
Right on.
Interdependent.
Here we go.
Yes.
Brand new from Peter Jim. This one's called Together We Are. Mm-hmm.
No matter where we are, we're never apart. We are together, whether now or then, together we are. Until that do us apart for some time, whether here or there, together we are. Thank you. together we are.
We are.
I think I heard hints of Duduk in there.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Was that's an Armenian instrument, Duduk?
Yes. And it's a very traditional instrument. It dates back like over 3,000 years. Uh-huh. And in my previous albums, I had more of Duduk. But this song that I wrote this year, and it just turned out that around August, when I was recording in Quad Studios in New York City, my friend from Beirut was also visiting and touring in the States, Rafi Chilingirian. I don't know if he's seeing us from Facebook. Usually he's so active on Facebook, so we thank him. So he was like touring also, and I was like, you know what? You can come over to New York, and you know, like, we can record this song, because I was visualizing that, you know, this song, it can be really good with the duduk, and it's very hard when I'm living in Philly to find a duduk player. So it's very unique instrument.
Have you ever tried it yourself?
No way. it's a very sensitive instrument, and you know, it's kind of a blowing instrument that you can see. It's like wooden.
Is it like a flute?
Totally different. The reed is so sensitive that from the humidity it can close down, and you cannot like open it. You have to like warm it up, and you know, in a way that it's very sensitive instrument. And I mean, Hollywood used it. Jivan Kasparian is like a celebrity, like, you know, he's a virtuoso. And the same also with System of a Down. Couple of songs, you know, they were using
System
of a Down used it in the song.
They're Armenian, right?
They are Armenian, yeah. So, and the end of the song Aerials, you know, they did like some kind of I guess it kind of demonstrates this this pain and suffering, because it's a kind of a sad instrument throughout generations, like survivalism, till like, you know, 100 years there was the Armenian genocide that my grandpa survived. So it kind of demonstrates that culture also within the Armenian, let's say, heritage. And I was so glad that we used that instrument for this song, Together We Are, which some people think it's a love song. It's actually, it can be I make it as if like relating to each other as human beings, and as today is also like International Day of Human Rights. So
right, what is today? You said that it's the International Day of Human Rights and animals too, right?
Yes, International Day of Animal Rights also. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of fascinating.
I'm glad I did a dog PSA. Did you hear it?
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there was the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, 10th of December, which today we are kind of celebrating that day.
Right. So, yeah, happy
Human Rights Day and International Animal Rights Day, Nobel Prize Day. There's a couple of
Nobel
days.
Nobel Prize
yeah,
Day.
There's a couple of days today that we are celebrating.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Let's hear another one off your new album. What do you want to hear next?
I don't know if we're going to talk about A Just Peace, which is a peace song that, you know, it has a story that when I was touring in 2015-16 in the States, so I did a project, A Peace for Peace, which is some friend joined me in New York City, and we were doing like this, you know, we were videoing everywhere, but I couldn't release it. And then we recorded the brass instruments that I say hello to Garine Adams. She recorded the brass instruments in Orlando. And I was keeping this jam with me all of these years until this year's International Day of Peace, which was 21 of September. So I went to New York City and recorded the song and put the brass section with it. So it became all together in a way that ready to be released. International Peace
Very
Day.
Cool.
It's part of the album, and for the message, you know, I was dedicating the word.
You like produced it, right?
Yeah. And it's kind of the message, a just peace, like peace that is based on justice. Because, you know, there's lots of fake peace out there. You know, everybody says peace, peace doesn't deliver. So a peace that is based on justice, which is based on our rights as human beings, that is the true peace that right. we talk about, that needs more actions than just talk. So this song was dedicated for that. And I did a little campaign also, the Peace Week in September. When I was in New York City, I did live videos on Facebook. So, yeah, maybe we can listen to that song.
That's what it's all about, A Just Peace.
Just Peace, yeah.
Okay. It's Peter Jam, brand new stuff right here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
We all need peace, peace now. We all need a just peace now. We want stability. We all need love, much love. We all need love, much love. All we're asking now, a just peace and love. All we're asking now, a just peace and love. Human rights. We all need love, much love. We all need love, much love. All we're asking now, a just peace and love. All we're asking now, a just and love. All we're asking now, a just peace and love. All we're asking now, a just peace and love. Thank you.
Sweet. Was that you at the end? It didn't sound like you at the end.
Yeah. I was ending with a thank you.
You sound so serious at the end. Mm-hmm. Good stuff, though.
Yeah, thanks.
A just peace. So what have you been up to? Like, where have you been playing and where have you been?
I'm mostly in Center City, Philly these days. I was playing in a blues bar also, because I really love blues. And from that jamming of blues jam that we were doing at Twisted Tail, it's a very legendary, bar restaurant Sunday afternoons. I just got inspired to remember one of the songs that I've written long time ago. It's called Lies Never Come Through. So Lies Never Come Through is It's a song that I written like, you know, long, long time ago. You know, my days in blues and Hard Rock Cafe Beirut. You know, I used to go, I was working guitar teacher technician next to the American University, and then pass by Hard Rock Cafe and go up and jam. And then those days the song came out. And then I, in the jam nights at Sundays in Philly recently, I met some kids that are from University of Arts. One of them, Lucas, which if he's seeing us, I say salute. So Lucas is a very talented guitar player, blues guitar player. So mm-hmm. he came over, we were jamming, and suddenly I came out with the Lies Never Come True, and I put it on my Instagram. And then I was thinking, why don't I record this song? It's been a long time, and it's nice jammy song, like bluesy. And the lyrics are very important these days, you know, about like how much lies it is there is in the world, you know, in every topic you can, like, there's lots of scandals coming out.
Sure.
You know, that, you know, we live in many, like,
troubling,
you know,
times, yeah.
Troubling time, fake times, lies times,
yeah.
Whatever you want to call. So that one, you know, that song, I kind of went up to New York and recorded in Quant Studios and dropped it in the album just recently. And I'm glad I did.
Where did you play it in New York?
It's Quad Studios at Times Square. Oh. So I was recording there. And this album, you know, I mean, it's all acoustic, you know. So I'm looking forward in the coming months or coming year, I can start back together. Like, you know, I got some band members now that we can start, like, you know, recording. But this CD, it's all like all about like mostly stuff that I have written before. Nobody had heard it, and you know, like I started to do like quick recordings with piano and guitar and some collaborations. You see on the right side there is about Rafi Chilingirian and AJ Cashman. He played a couple of songs, saxophones,
mm-hmm.
and also Gary Adams that we just heard, the trumpet and the French horn.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, and there is Butterfly People also. I said, like, I was going to talk about her. Judy Wood that I met in L.A., she's a renowned figure. She's a human rights activist and a lawyer. In, like, over 30 years ago, she was, like, a human rights advocate and a hero, and that recently I knew that they did even a documentary on Amazon. It's called Saint Judy.
Oh,
so yeah, so Judy Wood gave me her lyrics when I was living in LA in 2016, and she said, like, I have a feeling that you can put amazing music for this lyrics that I've written a long time ago, Butterfly People. It's kind of a sad song, piano song. It's not so much.
Would you like me to play that one?
If you want. I mean, it's kind of, as I said, it's kind of a little bit sad song and, you know, slow song with piano and stuff. But, okay. You know, I
warned us.
I'm.
But it was for the great Judy Wood, so.
Yeah, Judy's poem, you know, we put in that, and I'm always in touch with her, you know, that I'm so glad that I put it in the CD, and soon when I go to LA, which I'm planning that my next stop is LA, you know, I'm definitely meeting her, and, you know, we're going to do something for the CD, so just keep in tune, keep in touch, and keep in tune.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Stay tuned, yeah.
Right on. Okay. Butterfly People, 91.5 WMFO. This goes out to you, Judy Wood. Oh, it didn't go. Well, here we go.
Like a bird from singing tree, poems fall from my heart. I represent the homeless, the hapless, those who cannot be heard. And if heard are not believed, I represent the butterfly people. Beauty of their wings, untold and unseen by scourgers. The
just scavengers who people our world seated with greed. I represent the hungry, the lost immigrant seeking refuge. Will you join me, my friend, of my voyage to time? Well, no man find a place until he finds his own soul. Will you join me, my friend, of my voyage to time? Well, no man find a place until he finds his own soul. Join me, my friend, my voyage to time. Well, no man find a place until he finds his own soul. Like a bird from singing tree, poems fall from my heart.
Good stuff, Peter.
All right, thank you.
Butterfly people. What's this Kill the Harmless all about?
So, Kill the Harmless, I wrote it in...
We don't have you on the right one.
Okay.
Now, why do we want to kill the harmless?
I just want to talk about it. Is it working?
Are you on two?
This is two, yeah.
Yeah. Hold up close to your mouth.
All right, now...
Let me hear you.
Hello? No, it's not working. We change?
Grab three. Try this one.
Working, right?
I know it was working. Hold on.
Hello.
Hang on. Okay, now try. Try in three.
Three?
Yeah.
Is this one? No.
What's going on over there?
I don't know. This one was working. I don't know what happened in a second.
Well, anyway, talk over into this. What we're talking, we're talking about.
All right, now I can hear myself from yours.
Yeah, kill the harmless.
Yes. So, Kill the Harmless. I wrote it in Texas last year. I got a booking as pet psychologist with some dog training in a house. So I was in a close by record store. And, you know, like, and suddenly I got, like, inspired about, like, what's happening in the world. And the real sentence in the song, which I did also a music video, it says, kill the harmless, spread disease, which talks about what's happening around the world, which is, it's a directly or indirectly talking about the harmless as being animals. And because... today also we are International Day of Animal Rights.
Right.
We talk about also animal rights, which for me is interconnected with human rights. So, however, Kill the Harmless is all about that and what's happening around the world. As of, I have been like over 40 countries and whatever I have seen. So,
it's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd like to travel like that someday.
Right?
Someday.
Right.
So we're gonna pull the trigger on this, Kill the Harmless?
Yes. Okay. Here we go.
Hopefully we'll have the everything working when we come back.
Yes, yes.
It's always something. It's always something, Peter.
Here we see.
All right, we need to bring up this and hit that. And here we go. Kill the Harmless. Peter Jam, brand new.
All right.
We'll hear that one next time. Okay, now what do you want? Three? Try it.
Hello?
No, they cut out. Why?
Yeah, both of them cut out.
Let me try doing this again. Try now.
No.
No, wait. Three?
Three or two or what is this? This
try two.
This is two.
Yeah. Yep, you got it.
Yeah, I got it. Now I got it. Here we go. This is much better. This is much better.
You like that, don't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Oh, but I like that.
All right. There we go.
Okay. All right. The world has turned and left me here.
All right.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Speaking of which, I gotta play a PSA. But, yes, we started the show off with Diablo Gato, Muck in the Myers, the Shanghai Lows, and, Little Billy Lost didn't get put on there, but we played them. And they'll be playing tonight in Norwood at the Magic Room. Then Peter Jam hopped on in. We played some Let's Rock and Roll. Interviewed with him. Played Together We Are, For You and Me, Butterfly People, Kill the Harmless. He doesn't mean it.
Yeah, it's the reverse meaning, maybe.
Okay. And what are you doing after this, Peter?
I have lots of stuff happening in my schedule because I also released my book, which is called Magic Starts With You. It's a doggy education, metaphorically. It can be like for relationships or friendships or leadership even.
Place partner here.
Right?
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, the book got released in the summer and, you know, now it's going like all over. It can be found on Amazon also.
Wow.
Yeah, and everywhere. It got published by Reader's Digest imprint, Life Rich Publishing.
Oh, good for you, Peter.
Yeah, so I'm so glad that we put together the book and then, you know, the CD.
See, you know, someone online, Gianna, she says, I love this guy. He's like a modern-day John Lennon. Now, what have I called you in the past?
Yeah, that's exactly what
Armenian John Lennon.
That's exactly what he did, yeah. And that was way, like, maybe 7-8 years ago when
sure.
I was touring and I came to your show, maybe the first time.
Armenian John Lennon. I think I even did that on the event page.
Yeah. Yeah, back in those days, I was singing my peace song that, you know, I went all over the world with the song, If You Want Love, You Will Get Love. If
right.
You Want Peace, You Will Get Peace. If You Want Hope, Hope is What We Need. You Have to Keep the Faith to Get What You Need.
If they haven't heard it yet, they should have. And if they haven't heard it yet, we'll play it next time, okay?
Yeah, definitely. And also, I can tell you that about that song, I did a different version with the producer Rodney Wittenberg, with I Say Hello. And half of the album is recorded in his studios in Pennsylvania. It's
you gotta bring that next time.
Mellow Division, it's on my album. Half of my album is recorded there.
Okay,
but
I
this
see,
song was only released as a single. If You Want Love, we called it If You Want Love, because my song is originally was just If You Want. So then he made like the re-edition of it. It's not a remix, it's kind of all the way like remaking of it,
right?
And we did also a music video people can find on peterjam.com or my YouTube channel.
I can find this easy enough.
And also about this album, you know, it has a birthday jingle. Did you know about that? This album has a birthday jingle. So always, you know, we sing the same birthday song.
So are you getting money like Paul McCartney does?
Right?
Every time someone sings happy birthday, you get some cash?
Did you work it out
like that?
Yeah, this is a brand new birthday jingle, birthday song. You know?
You're hoping it catches on like the original happy
birthday. Yeah, I was thinking
like,
you know, like maybe we can do something, a brand new song, you know. And I called it It's Your Day. So it's just a little jingle.
Well, they have to hear that, don't they?
It's a very short jingle. Like, it's maybe a minute or 2 minutes. It's in the album also. But this version, I never ever played it before. They can't find it also online.
All
until,
right.
Like, the album is released sometime this month. So if you want to play that, it's only 2 minutes.
Maybe. I will. Your Day.
It's Your Day. It's a birthday.
It's your day, Peter Jam.
And whose birthday is today? Is 10th of December. We say happy birthday, and it's your day.
Right.
Oh, it's your day. We love you so. You know it. Happy birthday to you. Oh, it's your day. love you so. You know it's true. Happy birthday to you. Oh, it's your day.
Oh, it's your day.
We love you.
We love you.
You know it's true. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's sweet, except for that. Sounds like a biker at the end. Happy birthday.
Exactly. So, if I never told you happy birthday, I'm saying in the end.
Well, yeah. Very, very good.
Yeah.
What do you have for shows coming up? Anything?
Well, we're planning a tour right now for the Interdependent, this album. But I guess it's going to come out probably. My mic is not working again.
Is it not?
I guess so. But I can hear maybe from your mic.
Yeah, you're loud, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I can hear myself.
So, something's going goofy with it. I'll put it down.
It's going on and off. I don't know if it's from...